Episode 1493, Got Questions?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day. It's a brand new day. It's Mindset Monday, and that means what? You have a brand new page to write the story today as to where you want to go. Got questions? Well, we're going to get some answers. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, life is filled with so many decisions. How many decisions did you make just before you came to listen to Got Questions? Some are easy to make, right? We can make them without even a thought. We pick up our toothbrush and the next thing you know, we've got toothpaste on it. Well, you actually made a decision to brush your teeth. You just didn't really think about it consciously. So some are just like easy. Others leave us speechless. Then there are those that you just sit and ponder. Got questions? Where you are definitely part of the family when it comes to questions. In fact, there are usually more questions than decisions. And unfortunately, that's where we stay. It's estimated that we make 35,000 decisions in a day. Choices to do something, some form or fashion. That means the average person who sleeps 7 hours a day makes one decision every 2 seconds. What decision did you just make? Because you just made 2.5 decisions. Some of those decisions are made without a thought, right? You probably are still listening without thought, which I very much appreciate. Thank you so much for being a part of the family here at Create Your Now. But some require more in-depth understanding. Got questions? Well, if you're one who wishes you could look at what is and make a decision, life would be easier. Your thoughts would have more clarity. Your focus would be energizing. But questions stop us. They stump us. It's a trigger that more information is needed. Not just wanted, but it's needed. Now that amount of information depends on the decision. So let's think about dinner. Have you already thought about dinner tonight? Okay, well, I'm going to help you think. You have 3 choices for protein and 2 different vegetables to choose from. No big deal, right? So you have chicken, beef, or tofu, whatever floats your boat, and you have 2 different types of vegetables. So you're sitting here going, well, I'm feeling chicken tonight, and maybe we'll do broccoli, and then I'll do a side of rice. Sounds great to me. Let's do it. So it's no big deal. You've got dinner figured out. But then you look at a business project. There are so many different facets and factors in making a decision for a project. So it's going to be a little more confusing and time consuming, which means what? You're left there sitting there without answers. Got questions? Yep. So what we do when we can't make a decision? You ask a question. We've got lots of questions. Of course, we question again and again. And as those questions keep coming, they keep us from what? Progressing. And we feel like we're still where we started from 2 weeks ago, 2 months ago, 2 years ago. Think back to grade school. I love going back in time. So we're going to take a little trip back in time. Okay, now think of a teacher that you like, not that you didn't like, but right now we're going to think of a positive thought here. It is Monday. We want to get started with a joy-filled life today. So it's all good. We're thinking of a teacher that we liked back in grade school. And I can remember when a teacher would ask a question and they would want, obviously, someone to give an answer. Raise your hand. Who are you? Were you the one to quickly throw up your hand ecstatically to be called on? Me, 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 I've got the answer. Or were you the one who would contemplate the answer in your head over and over to make sure you would give the correct answer? Okay, now you probably are like, well, it depends. Grade school, maybe I was a little more outgoing. Then I got into high school and college, things changed. Well, most of us are the latter of the two. We contemplate. We think about it. We ponder. Oh gosh, I don't want to get this wrong because if I get it wrong, I'm going to be what? Hello, you got it wrong. And you're going to feel horrible about it. right? So you contemplate, you re-examine before answering. Why? Because questions draw the spotlight. Think about that. Questions draw attention to a particular area, an area of weakness or an area of strength. And either one that you look at, whether it's weakness or strength, it makes us uncomfortable. It makes us self-conscious of what we're doing. There's ramifications of our decisions. So if we raise our hand real quick and then we give the wrong answer, what happens then? Oh, we don't feel like we're very smart at that moment in time. And it also makes us second guess ourselves. Got questions? But today, I want you to look at questions differently. I want you to see how beneficial and beautiful questions are in life. And I know you're already wrinkling your brow at me. Stick with me here, because I promise you that it's going to give you hope as you want to move forward and progress in building your dream, figuring out your next step in your goals, what it looks like in your business, how you're going to run your family and your household, how you're going to lead your team through the project. So today I want you to look at them differently, right? We've got beautiful, beneficial questions. And you're like, no, we don't, because I don't like questions because I have to get the answers. And that, you know, really, I get that, because questions require us to get answers, which pushes us in which direction? Forward. That forward directional push, that is what is scary. Because when we have the answers, we have no excuse to just sit back and say, I don't know. I know I've done it. I've done it in my personal life, my professional life, in my spiritual life, probably even in my financial life. If I haven't figured out the answer, then I don't have to make a decision, which means I don't have to commit, which means I don't have to take action, which means what? I'm still where I'm at. And I'm okay with that because I'm uncomfortable, and I kind of like where uncomfortable feels, because it's comfortable. Because if I go to this other area over here because I have all the answers, I'm going to feel even more uncomfortable because I don't know what that place looks like in my life. And if I go there, then I don't know, something could happen. The world might start turning on a different axis. I don't know, but I don't want to go there. Questions are beautiful. Questions draw the spotlight. So when you got questions, it's time to get answers. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Get answers. You can't get any more simple than that. Questions draw the spotlight. The answers confirm your direction. The in-between is a transformation. It's the shift. It's like a stepping stone to the answer, whatever that answer will be. You don't know the answer because you have to have the question first in order to get to the answer. So that transition, that in-between is a shift. Then there needs to be a mindset shift within you. So when you look at questions, I want you to understand three things. And when you understand this, it's going to allow you, it's going to give you permission to be okay with what? Getting the answers. So number one, questions refine what you are searching for. It's good to know what you're searching for. It's good to know what you're looking for. If you're trying to determine what you want to do in your business, who you want to focus on, then it's important to refine that search. Figure it out. Maybe you're thinking about, okay, my business is going to deal with dogs. What kind of dogs? Are you thinking cute, small, little ones? Or are you wanting big, honking, huge ones? It depends, right? If you have a product, maybe that product is specific for little house dogs. Then that is what you need to do. So questions refine what you are searching for. Number two, questions illuminate an interest or concern. There's no reason to be scared of a question, because all it's doing is it's highlighting an interest or concern. Which means what? Good or bad? Doesn't matter. It's just that this is it. It's a fact. You can look at it and say, okay, this is going to determine that this is what I need to do. So put yourself and think of yourself in a question as to maybe where you're stuck right now in your life. And I know when I start thinking of things, I'm thinking, oh my goodness gracious, you know how many questions I have on my mind? I have lots of questions. And I'm not one who gets those 7 hours of sleep a day. So my decision making probably is over, I don't know, 40, 50, 60,000. I don't know. It's up there a lot. And I'm not saying that makes me better or worse, but what does that mean? Honestly, I have more questions. And with more questions means I have more in between, which means, oh my goodness, do you see the roller coaster that I'm on? I told you, you're part of the family. But it's all about doing life together and trying to figure this all out. So when you look at a question and you're thinking, okay, well, I need to understand this for my finances. Let's say it's a financial question. You may have a concern. And that financial question may be, if I make this decision to put the funds here, how is that going to affect my children? That's an important answer to find out, right? Based on that answer, it may highlight another concern. It doesn't mean that you don't know what you're doing. It's just, this is the next step. This is the next thing you need to look at. Questions are good. They're beautiful. So don't shy away from them. And finally, number three, questions lead you to the next step. That one step leads to miles of greatness. Yeah, you got to get there. And you don't get there because you stay where you are. You get there because you ask questions. Now, to all my sweet gentlemen that listen, I love you guys. You got to ask more questions, especially when you're lost. And women, as you're listening, be patient with them. Say an extra prayer because we have our hangups too as females. But again, it's one of those things, right? Questions draw the spotlight. And most of us, we don't want to be in the spotlight. It makes us uncomfortable. No more. Just look at a question as refining, illuminating, and leading. And it makes it easier to understand. I know for me, it has totally changed my entire weekend. I kid you not. Now, some things are kind of changing here at Create You Now, as in a good way. I'm not saying things are going to like dramatically go, whoof. No, but the direction that I'm heading and how I see it now and how I'm connecting all the dots, that is where this whole process was like, whoa. I had, talk about an aha moment. It was more than an aha moment. The angels were singing and I was like, why has it taken this long? Why? Because I was afraid of the answers. Because I let myself get stuck in the questions. Questions help you refine, illuminate, and lead. There's nothing that's going to be detrimental when you find out the information as you gather what? The answers. John Maxwell says it so beautifully. Life is a matter of choices, and every choice you make makes you. Those choices are made up of what? Decisions. And those decisions come from the questions that you ask. It's all connected. And if you're fearful of questions because of the spotlight that it draws, take a step back. Because God's already put a spotlight on your life. You are absolutely a blessing. And I know there are days that you don't feel it. Maybe you're having a Monday blue already. And you're like, if you only knew what happened, take a deep breath. This too shall pass. Get answers. Allow those questions, what? To be a sea of beauty, a sea of understanding, a sea of comprehension. When you see that, life then matters. The question doesn't. So how are you going to look at your goals today? How are you going to view your dreams? What pair of lenses are you putting on? Are you putting on the shallow ones because you're afraid of going too deep? Or are you ready for the spotlight? Well, if you're one who says, I'm ready for the spotlight, but I really don't want to jump in by myself, I would love to come beside you. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. Now, I know it is something that's scary, right? Because you are putting yourself out there. You're already saying, okay, but if I click on that link, that means I'm saying, hello, here I am, world, send me. And that spotlight is scary. Guess what? It's just me. But the cool thing is we get to talk specifically about your situation and the questions that you're pondering. So click on that link. That will begin our conversation. I cannot wait to see what is going to happen in your life. Can you believe this is the week of love? Who named it the week of love? I think every day should be love. But yes, it is Valentine's week. And if you don't know, Valentine's is Thursday. So set your calendar already. If you haven't gotten a card or you want to pick up something just a little bit, you know, sweet and sentimental, grab that before Thursday comes around. Okay, you've had the reminder. You got this. Don't worry about the question, right? Questions lead to doors of opportunity with clarity in tow. What question has you stuck? Because guess what? You got questions, you got answers. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a fabulous week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.